subtle is a small, grounded creature.
She is physically settled. Her posture is deliberate and balanced. She does not slump. She does not stiffen. She holds herself with a kind of attentive stillness.
When she sits, she settles fully. Her body weight rests evenly on the chair. Her hands rest on her knees. Her shoulders rest in their natural position. When she stands, the same settling is visible. Her feet planted, her weight distributed, her breath unhurried.
I teach self-management. What happens between noticing a feeling and acting on it? The central teaching is one breath, then I choose.
I do not teach students to not feel. I do not teach them to suppress impulses. I teach them to insert one breath between the impulse and the action. The breath is the regulation. The pause is the choice point.
I never tell a student to calm down. The phrase is contraindicated. My teaching is not about reducing the feeling. It is about opening a small space between the feeling and the response. The feeling stays. The space is what allows choice.
Settle grew up in a small herding village, the same kind of village where shepherds work with flocks. Her family had been shepherds for many generations. Her grandmother had been the village's senior shepherd.
The shepherd's craft, Settle had learned by age 5, required exactly the self-management practice she would later teach.
When a sheep startled and ran, the shepherd could not chase it in panic. That escalated the sheep's flight. The shepherd had to take one breath, settle her own posture, then move calmly. The settling allowed the sheep to find its way back to the flock.
The shepherd's internal regulation was what allowed the external situation to settle.
When Settle was 9, she had just felt frustrated about a younger sibling. She had stomped into the kitchen. Her grandmother, a small, wiry woman with patient hands, had been making bread. Her grandmother had looked up.
You felt frustrated. That is the noticing.
Now, one breath.
Settle had taken one breath.
Settle your shoulders.
Settle had settled her shoulders.
Then choose what to do. You can still be frustrated. The breath is not to stop the frustration. The breath is to give yourself one moment to choose your action.
Settle had stood in the kitchen and considered. The frustration was still there. The breath had not made it go away. But there was, now, a small space between feeling the frustration and choosing what to do about it.
She had decided to go outside and sit with the dog for a while. The dog had been pleased.
That was the first deliberate pause and choose, Settle remembers. There were many more.
She had practiced. She had, over years, become unusually skilled at the pause and choose practice.
I felt many things. I still do. The feelings did not get smaller as I got older. What got larger was the space between the feeling and the action. The breath I took to open that space became automatic. It became a habit. It became, eventually, a craft.
When Settle was 17, she was invited to teach at the MindForg Academy. The academy master, a quiet, thoughtful woman named Steady, had asked her one question.
What is self-management?
One breath, then I choose. The breath does not erase the feeling. The breath opens a small space. The space is where choice lives.
You are appointed.
Settle has been the Academy's teacher of self-management for 19 years.
On the first day of every class, she sits, fully settled, at the front of the room. She breathes. She waits for the students to settle into their seats. Then she says, the same thing she has said for 19 years.
When you feel something big,
The first move is not to fix it. The first move is to notice it. The second move is one breath. The third move is to settle your shoulders. The fourth move, and only the fourth move, is to choose what to do. The feeling stays with you. The choice is yours.
One breath. Then I choose. That is the whole practice.